You're listening to the Timberline Church podcast, where we have conversations about how we let love live in our everyday lives, how God has met us and transformed us. I'm Pastor Jeff Lucas. Thanks for listening. It's Passion Week. Easter is days away, and we are preparing our hearts and minds to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by reflecting daily on some of what Mark says in his gospel about Jesus' final journey to the cross. As we continue together, we turn to Mark's gospel, this time Mark 11, for our reflection. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Mark says, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you've made it a den of robbers? The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, Go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Every year, my wife Kay and I lead tours to the Holy Land. You might like to join us one time. I love introducing our groups both to the people of Israel and Palestine. One of the most poignant places for me is the so-called Wailing or Western Wall. Nothing remains of the actual temple building, so the wall is actually a retaining wall built by Herod the Great to encase the huge platform, the Temple Mount, upon which the temple sat. The Wailing is the lament that the Jewish people still feel today because their beloved temple was utterly destroyed. But Jesus saw that destruction coming and promised that it would be so. As he curses a fruitless fig tree, even though it was not fruit-bearing season, the only time he uses his power to destroy anything, he's not having an angry, petulant temper tantrum because there were no figs for him to eat. The fig tree is a symbol of the temple, which he clears but does not cleanse, because just as the fig tree had died, so that temple was coming down once and for all. The temple would have no place in the new era that Jesus was inaugurating, because there would be no need for a special place to meet God. Now, the people of Christ are the temple of the Lord, and he dwells among them and in them. We can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And the old era, where those religious leaders, the guardians of the law, held sway, that is over too, because grace has come. Those leaders quizzed Jesus about the source of his authority, but their fear of the people showed that they were the ones who had no real authority. The real heavenly authority and power is Jesus alone. Let's celebrate the truth of his authority and power. And today, join me in praying for all people in the Holy Land, and especially for those who weep at that wall, that they too might discover that the Messiah, theirs and ours, has come. Today, we pray, Lord Jesus, for all who live in the Holy Land. Grant solutions for a better, peaceful and just situation for all. Reveal yourself to all by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we ask this together. Amen.